Sorry to say, summer break is over, and it's time to go back to our normal daily routine. Relax, kids. You've still got another month before you head back to school. But we're talking about baseball as the Tigers were in Oakland to begin the second half of the baseball regular season with a doubleheader. The Tigers ended their four-game losing streak with a 7-2 win in game number one. Jamer Candelario homered, and Robbie Grossman hit a pair of doubles in the opener. Tariq Skubal ended his five-game losing streak and allowed only one unearned run across two hits and nine strikeouts for the win. 63 of Skubal's 92 pitches were strikes. The second game went completely the other way for Detroit, as Oakland scored all five of their runs in the sixth inning for a 5-0 win over the Tigers. The A's' Sean Murphy had a three-run home run off of rookie Garrett Hill in that sixth inning. The Tigers are off today, and they're back at Comerica Park on Saturday night to face the Minnesota Twins at 6:10. You can hear the game on Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM at 5:50. The Cubs and the White Sox were still off last night. The Cubs are in Philadelphia tonight at 7:05. The White Sox are back home on the South Side to face Cleveland at 8:10. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball is still trying to get attendance figures back to what they were before the pandemic. The latest numbers show that an average Major League game has an average attendance of 26,409, which is down 5.4% from 2019. We're still trying to figure out how it could get any worse for the Indiana Fever. The club lost their franchise record 11th straight game with a 90-77 loss at Las Vegas on Thursday night. The Aces' AJ Wilson had 23 points, while Chelsea Gray had 14 points and 12 assists in the win. Indiana falls to a league-worst 5-24. Tonight, Dallas is at Chicago at 8 o'clock. In other WNBA news, the Russian Foreign Ministry says the U.S. is showing disrespect for Russian law by calling WNBA All-Star Brittany Griner's detention wrongful. A spokesperson for the ministry says the legalization of cannabis for medical and recreational use in the U.S. has no bearing on Russian law. Griner was arrested at the Moscow airport for having two cannabis vape cartridges in her belongings. There's another college football coach in the $9 million club, coaches that make $9 million a year or more. Georgia coach Kirby Smart signed an extension until the year 2031 that'll pay him $10.25 million a year. Smart joins Alabama's Nick Saban, Ohio State's Ryan Day, LSU's Brian Kelly, Michigan State's Mel Tucker, and Texas A&M's Jimbo Fisher. And Midwest League Baseball returns tonight after their midsummer break. Tonight, Quad Cities is at South Bend, Lake County is at Lansing, and West Michigan is at Great Lakes. All three of those games start at 7:05. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Friday, July 22nd, I'm Dave Wolf.